Blog Talk Radio.
I've been on the road so long, I forgot what kind of cars I got. I rap so much, I forgot what kind of bars I got. Rolls in the concrete, rolls.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
Donald and T. Blair on the line.
What fuck did you call me?
Oh, my bad.
Hey, who's listening to porn music in the background?
Nah, man, I'm like fucking, I'm over watching that fucking Watch ESPN app shit. So they got the little porn fucking elevator music playing in the background.
That shit sound like Domino's hold music.
Bro, that shit's terrible.
Hey, so, Blair, all I got to do, right, is just log in and deactivate mine?
Yeah, so you're going to log in and then go to settings on the PlayStation, and then it should be the third option that says PlayStation Network /account management. And then once you're inside that, you're going to click on the activate as your primary PS4 option, and then it's going to give you an option to activate or deactivate. So, obviously, you're going to choose the deactivate option, which is going to allow your boy Damon to go ahead and start playing the games that you have on your console, I guess digitally.
Damn, okay. We got tech support. We got tech support.
Tech support. No, what's good, MLG? Everybody playing their games, week 5.
What's the score of that Jets game? I saw they was caging my boy Andrew Luck.
It's 10-7. Ball and him just drove down the field, and Revis got broke off something nasty by T.Y. Hilton.
Yo, what's wrong with Andrew Luck, man? Like, he got – Andrew Luck got all the requisite skills to be – to be great, but he be just making some bad decisions, bro.
Yeah, he ain't got no wide receivers out there right now. Well, I think most of his wide receivers are hurt. He's got old ass Andre Johnson, but he ain't doing shit. He can't even get.
That's all he got. Ain't nobody hurt.
He still got Ty. He still got Moncrief. He got Dorsett.
Mm-hmm. Ty
Hilton's
hurt right now. Ty Hilton's not on the field. That was Moncrief that just scored that touchdown.
But T.Y. did break off Revis to get them in the red zone area. So, I mean, if he got hurt on that play, then I must have missed it. But I guess not. Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, they should be up 14 to 10. Fucking Frank Gore fumbled, pretty much walked into the end zone with the good score from him. So right now, score should be 14, at least 14-10, but, that fumble happened.
Yo, so just a quick announcement. We got a new admin team. We got tech support. We got a lot more active people on there. We got TB, what I'm saying? He be always ready to advance, ready to update the page, ready to come up with new ideas with tech support and all that. And we got BK, who, he's doing the weekly power rankings. He's doing the games of the week and all that. So, yeah, we just needed, some new energy, no hard feelings, just, a little bit more activity on the page. Because if the page is dead, that's really what our league, that's really what separates our league, is that our page be cracking. We got, we got a lot of shit going on, so. We gotta keep that shit live, man.
Yo, yeah, for sure. Like it's been kind of slow the past few weeks. I know it's mostly due to EA's bullshit and the league getting delayed and all that shit, but threw like a wrench in the plans. But we gotta get back on the grind now.
Yeah, man.
Let's go ahead, bro.
I just feel as if I think everybody was, really excited, for the game to come out. And it's not the gameplay itself. It's just everything that's not related to gameplay. Like, everything else about the game is flawed, But the gameplay, once you're on the field, barring any connection issues, once you're on the field, it's a good game of football. It's the issues that's, you know, that's related to off the field, but that's really fucking up the franchise and, you know, kind of, you know, really, I guess putting a fucking negative spin on all the leagues right now, man. Like, all the leagues are kind of just, you know, kind of in a slump or a funk because, you know, we got random resets and, you know, there's still game-breaking potential bugs in CFM that's affecting everybody. And, you know, I think that's really what's affecting this shit the most. Like, you know, these bugs are really hurting the you know, I guess the core Madden players.
Well, we got to talk about, like, what I wanted to talk about on the show was, because I've heard other people say it, and I actually thought about it before I heard someone else say it, but, like, do y'all really think EA is really trying to push people towards, towards Mutt? Because they have certain aspects of the online franchise shit right now that are just like if we get to week 13 and they reset our shit to week 2, bro, like, I don't know what the fuck we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they reset their, you know what I'm saying? Aside from the fact that the game came out broken in the mode that we mainly play, it's like, these dudes is really, I'm starting to wonder, like, how do you come out with so many bugs in one game mode? You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't heard nobody in Mutt being like, nah, the coins ain't adding up and we can't do this and we can't do that. Like, everything is fucked
up true.
In the game mode that we play.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, it's just like basically, you know, Mutt is running just fine, you know, draft championship, you know, is running just fine with the basically the tie, that ties directly into Mutt. And, you know, that's just running smooth as butter. You know, but pretty much, you know, for the core, you know, the hardcore Madden players, you know, people that watch football, you know, righteously, I mean, not righteously, but, you know, watch football all the time, you know, the game mode we play the most is broken. And it's kind of forcing us to either just, you know, look at other options or, you know, play other modes we usually wouldn't play or, you know, wouldn't play often.
And that's the thing. It's like, so your options are to play CCM, which is, you know what I'm saying, has had bugs the whole time. And then, like, you can't even really do online head-to-head because they were having problems with the playbooks on that, too, initially. I still don't think you can select a defensive playbook online head-to-head.
Well, if it's ranked, it works just fine. The playbook's completely still broken on unranked. Because, I mean, I've seen people use custom playbooks defensively in ranked games. It's just the unranked games that are broken.
So for Rex Dixon and those guys to come out and be like, he addressed it. Like, someone asked him, like, he denied the fact that, like, EA would ever do anything like that to, like, push people towards a certain game mode. But how can you deny that when you come out with the draft champions mode is like the gateway to Mutt. And then I don't know if y'all have ever done this, the way they set up the menus, you scroll over to the next menu, the first thing you hit is Ultimate Team. I've clicked in Ultimate Team on accident like 5 times.
Yeah, because like basically the very first tile with the Windows 8 looking shit is basically Ultimate Team. No matter what you do, every time you load up, Ultimate Team is going to be the first tile that pops up when you press the R1 button. And I hate that shit because sometimes, you know.
I hate it. Like, I've gone in that game mode on accident. Like, how are you going to say you're not pushing people towards that when I've gone into that shit on accident? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got people clicking on that shit.
Well, Ryan got like them free cards by mistake.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then they want to get you in there, and then it loads to a menu to where you can't back out. Then once you get in there, you're like, oh, shit, let me see what cards I got. Like, nah, man. Like, I don't like
that. Let me see what kind of cards I got.
No, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, the Ultimate Team is pretty, you know, it's low-key addicting, but, you know. Shit.
Let me see what kind of cards I got.
Let me go check them out on Fantasy Squad right quick.
and see what kind of cars I got. Dog, I knew that. Dog. Hey, they be doing that shit, man. I'm telling y'all. Like, they make so much money. No, I swear. So, like, it was 2K. Right. It was 2K. It was, I think it was 2K14. And, Let me see what. Nah, but on 2K, I think it was 13 or 14. Like, so on 2K, they don't really have a functional, like, functional franchise type mode. You got to get so many people on the same. I've never been in one. TV, you might have, but I normally am playing online head-to-head on that. But the teams are so uneven on that game, and it's basketball, so it's strictly, like, superstar-based. So I literally started to do their, whatever their version of Mutt was called. My nigga, if you don't be careful on that shit and you start getting into it, I think I spent, like, $200 in, like, a couple of months. And I was, yeah, and then I, like, looked and I was like, nah, bro, this shit is stupid. I bought the game.
On 2K?
Yeah, like the cards, you know what I'm saying? Like, I bought the game, like, six times over.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's addictive.
Damn.
My thing is, I'm like, you know. I don't spend the money. I'm like, you know, like, there are alternate methods. Like I said, I mean, on the iPhone and Android devices, you got this little app called My2K. So, like, you can basically log in every day and get a couple thousand coins or, you know, VC or whatever. So, you know, I was like, fuck it, okay, I'm going to go ahead and just log in every day, you know, and collect that free VC. So, you know, I build up my fucking collection of cards that way on 2K.
But I was doing that, too. Like, I was so heavy into it that I was like, there are ways you can, like, there's ways to glitch the VC and all that, and I had all those ways down. But then it's fun. It was fun to, like, open the packs and see who I got, be like, oh, shit, I got Magic Johnson. Like, that shit was fun, you know what I'm saying? And, like,
I can see
why these people get into Mutt heavily, but
nah,
I swear to God, like, if the franchise mode were not to work on Madden, I literally would not buy the game. I would not buy the game, dude.
There's this YouTube dude I follow, bro, named Mr. Golden Sports. So, like, you know, pretty much YouTube is his entire, you know, that's his job now. So, like, you know, he's uploading shit, you know, throughout the day, all day. Dude literally had a video titled $1,300 worth of fucking Mutt cards. I'm like, I couldn't do it. Like, I mean, I know that, you know, I know that he's fucking making the money back because of the views. You know, like, dude gets, like, you know, 100,000 views on, you know, on each video. So, you know, for him, that's nothing. Like, you know, he can go spend, you know, $1,200 to $1,300 and not blink an eye because, you know, his subscribers are that, you know, involved in his shows or whatnot, that he's going to make that money back, you know, in no time.
But he's not. I don't know if you've seen YouTube compensation, but he's not. YouTube compensation ain't shit. I'm going to tell you where those guys get their money from. I've seen some of the streams, and they accept donations.
Donations.
So they got,
yep,
like, these fucking 15-year-old kids donating.
Their mama.
So their name can flash across the screen.
With their
they'll donate,
PayPal,
like, $10. Exactly. Like, it's stupid. And then they'll sell ebooks with nothing in them, and you got fucking 12-year-olds on their parents' credit cards buying that shit. Like, I bought, it was like NCAA 12 when I bought an ebook, and I paid like $15 because I was like, let me see what these shits look like. Now, the dude that made the ebook, he did it great. Like, it was PDF. He had a video attached, but it was a private video, and, like, he spent a lot of time on that shit. Yeah. He spent a lot of time on the shit. So I bought that shit on like a Monday. And then on Wednesday, they did a update, and they patched everything that he made. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, fuck this shit. I don't need nobody else's shit, but I ain't never doing that shit again.
Damn. You heard it live.
Yeah, what,
I mean, Channel 5. Ron bought an e-book.
Channel 5. Yeah.
Oh, cheesy ass sucker.
And boy, starting
this is,
starting
this is,
a little
this
mill
is,
over
this
here.
Is, this this was like NCAA 12, but like on when I used to play NCAA, like before, when I used to play NCAA with like Larry and them, we didn't play Sim. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, okay.
I used to play Sim Madden, but we used to have dudes out there. It was like no holds barred. You know what I'm saying? Like, just do whatever works. So, but shit, motherfuckers should be buying an ebook from me now.
You can make some money, dude. You can make some money.
I'm going to get a playbook today, man. I've been playing Madden Demon the last month with no playbook. I didn't find anything I really like to make on my own, so I'm like, fuck it. I've been in a slump the last little week with shit, so I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and make me a playbook today and just get comfortable with that shit.
Yeah, my playbook was fucked up, dude. Like, I'd go to shotgun, and it would say that it was, like, empty, but it would be, like,
with that
shotgun formation that I didn't even know
I
had.
That should be happening sometime. I mean, and what that is, I mean, I'm shocked that they haven't fixed, you know, the custom playbook interface since they implemented shit. It's been the same bugs with that interface since inception. Like, I figured they would have already passed or something, you know, the issues with the shit. Like,
yeah,
they shouldn't be.
You gotta be careful when you make a fucking custom playbook these days, dude. If you delete one wrong formation, if you delete a formation that's got like Hail Mary in it or some fucking random ass formation that's got one of the auto populated shits in it, it'll fuck your shit up, dude. But you'll go try to play a game and your dudes will be coming out in a formation that don't even make sense. Like, the play will be as, like, I had my tight end running a tunnel screen underneath the line today because it was like some fucking janked ass play that was backwards. It showed up backwards when I was playing.
EA doesn't want created playbooks to work though because they're not part of MUT.
Yeah, but they should be though.
I mean, my thing is, like, I hate that. Damn, boy, this could be an extra, it's real. I mean, I fucking hate that, you know, I'm forced to use, you know, a stock playbook for much. I mean, it's all good. So I'm going to say, you know, I get comfortable, you know, with certain team playbooks, so I find some stuff, and I'm like, this playbook here.
Can you at least
cut
your audible?
Needs to work in there. Nah, none of that, bro. Like, it's stock. So, like, you know, and, like, what's sad is like, you know, the spicy of the playbook, bro. You know, the more it costs to, you know, to find it. Like, you know, you can't.
Oh,
like,
that's so stupid. No, they're getting, like, you for plays. Oh, they are greedy as fuck. Like, at least on 2K, when I was spending money on XP, like, you had almost every single coach. And you don't call plays, really, on that game. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is so stupid. But the thing is, MUT is stupid to me because they're like, I've seen so many YouTube videos. They're like, I got the Brian Finneran card. He's unstoppable. Like, what the fuck?
Brian Finneran.
Nah,
Brian.
Dog. No,
like,
nah,
they'll be like, I got the rookie Jason Avant card. I got a 99 speed Jason Avant rookie card. Like, what the fuck is that?
Bruh, like.
When the fuck is Jason Avant?
Hey, bro, let me know if y'all boys played draft champions and y'all ran across a fucking Herman Moore player, bro. This motherfucker is the glitchiest receiver I've ever played against in Madden, bro, in the history of Madden. Like, this nigga makes Megatron.
Brian Finneran was like a career number two receiver, like, below average.
I mean,
you're
right.
You put him on
Madden. I thought he was like slot or something.
Dude, he was like number two and number slot for the Falcons for years. But I mean, he was a reliable, you know, number two and number slot. You know,
he ain't do numbers like that.
Yeah.
Nah, they got fucking 13-year-olds thinking Brian Finneran is Steve Largent and shit. Like, I got that Brian Finneran card, bro. He's like 92 speed. Oh, Brian Finneran was like fucking Chris Durham, you know what I'm saying? Like, just average tall receiver. Like, get that shit out of here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, whack ass shit.
Like, MUT is so stupid, dog. Like, and MUT, this is the thing, MUT has literally ruined the game because they don't have to address a game mode as much that's not making them any money. Before they had, they were like, well, people are going to buy the game to play in CCM. But now they don't care because the 13-year-old that's spending $50 a week on Mutt is buying a game, is pretty much buying the game every week, buying a new game every week. You know what I'm saying? And you got a bunch of people like that that are spending at least that much. So it's like they don't really care about our game mode. But I did like how EA got called out. You know how they're doing this new thing to where they're like they're releasing games broken and releasing patches and updates. I heard they tried to do that shit for Live, and that shit blew up. I heard they like came out with some broken player faces and tried to patch them.
Oh my goodness! Called out on yeah, that shit. Yeah. Like I mean, like Live 16 had some good press and good hype building up to it, bro. Like I was kind of interested again. And then, you know, I guess the other day they put a demo out and the player faces are just abysmal, like atrocious. So, you know, pretty much any positive stuff people are getting for Live, you know, just kind of went right back down the drain. Like typical EA, you know, can't get right.
EA is the worst company of all time. Like, I don't know of any fucking company.
The two worst things of all time. Were Mutt for Madden and then being able to release updates after the game is released. Those are the two worst things that ever happened because they can make they're going to be like, we're just going to release it and fix it in a couple of weeks. Like, what the? Like,
I mean,
I swear.
And like,
let me pay $60 for the broke game
though.
So you can fix it
later. But I mean, that really doesn't apply just to Madden. I mean, since the dawn of, you know, consoles being,
I haven't heard of any other like game. I ain't heard of any other game coming out that's that fucked up on launch.
See, I've heard of games coming out. Like, I could see if Madden, like, if they were like, well, oh shit, there's a nano blitz on this game, to where like you can send two people and they both come untouched and everyone's running it, so we got to patch that. Nah, they ain't doing that. They're like, we have game modes and aspects of the game that you cannot access, and we're going to release the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot select the right playbook or go into this game mode, and we're still going to release that shit. They're not, like, doing the updates for patches, like, to the game.
Yeah,
they're doing
yeah,
updates to implement parts of the game that should have been there from the start.
That's
doing,
true.
Like, server
like,
side
you know, and what's worse about this, bro, like, you know, let's say we choose a custom playbook. We still to this day have to click off and then click back on for the shit to actually load up. Like, why hasn't that been fixed yet? Like, I mean, you got all these people that are supposedly game changers, and you know, EA is into the input, but yet, you know, basic fundamental shit that should work, you know, like, you know, non-gameplay shit that should work, it's not working. Like, I feel like, pre-game, I have like a 8 or 10 item checklist. Okay, let me make sure I do this before, you know, load up the game because, well, if I don't, then this is not going to be in the game or whatever. Like, that shouldn't be the case.
You know who makes us look bad? The people that complain about shit that's actually valid that needs to be part of the game is these motherfuckers on YouTube that release videos reaching for shit that's wrong with the game. They're like, look at this play here. I'm going to put it on pause. And you'll see the lead blocker reaches out with his left hand, and his index finger is a lot higher than where it should be, and he squares his right shoulder a little bit to the too high at a 35-degree angle, and the block is a little – those motherfuckers is ruining shit because you got so many motherfuckers complaining about little shit and complaining about every little thing that they're getting bombarded. Fix the basic shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about all that little shit. Fix the basic shit.
Yeah, fix the foundation. And yeah, I swear that, you know, if you actually correctly fix the foundation, all the other shit is going to fall in line naturally. You know, I feel as if they're basically throwing add-on after add-on after add-on on top of a fucking leaky foundation. And, fucking legacy issues is starting to fucking, you know, burst at the seams. Like, you know, we're going on, you know, 4 or 5 matches and having a fucking custom playbook. And
they're building
a
house.
It's broken.
They're building a house in rotted wood.
That's all it is. That's what it is. You're right. Like they need to get the basics of the game down. And it's like
the source code like from 5 years ago is still in there, and those were different developers. So now the new developers are putting in new source code that's not interacting right with the other code, and then it's just causing massive fucking glitches.
Wait, man, look.
But
I feel
we only got,
you know,
we got 5 minutes left, so if y'all got any league stuff y'all need to put out, we probably need to put that shit out.
Sure, I've been.
Get these games in,
weeks.
Man. Around that 48-hour bye week, huh?
Man, I hate that. That bye week is whack, bro.
Hey, bro, at least you're coming off a win, bro. I came off an emotional, heartbreaking loss to Jeremy, and then was so flustered with personal life shit and the magic shit that, you know, I came back around later that night and basically laid an egg against fucking Kevin Bradley and the Eagles. So I'm in a must destroy somebody mode right now, Madden, cause I didn't want to get a Madden, bro, in 2 days.
This dude said a must destroy Madden mode. I'm 4-0 right now. I think me, BP, and a couple other people's only people that are 4-0. I think the Raiders are 4-0 still, or like 5-0.
Yeah, he's
4-0. I think you're 5-0. You're 5-0 now.
Yeah,
I just had my
boy EA had a game 4-0. against Sam David. He said the connection was absolutely horrible. So I mean, you know, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I played Sam a couple of nights ago and it was bad, but I can't really be the judge though, because my shit, I'm at a fucking hotel still.
EA is a good judge. EA has a really good connection, so like
yeah,
Sam better. He needs to Sam needs to step his shit up, man, because he's already on the fucking final. As far as I'm concerned,
he said he's about to get another upgrade next.
He can't do shit. You, when you're his age and you live with your parents, you don't do shit. You do what your mom does, shit. What you mean you finna do something? You finna put in? The fuck is that shit, man?
I don't know.
I got lucky. I played pretty bad in my game, but you know what? Some of the wacky shit, I don't know if y'all saw my stream, but I put my kicker at punter, and his kick power was higher than my punter's, and that nigga punted some shit about 3 yards.
Nah, yeah, like you, you can't do that, man. Like what happens is it's like a fucking penalty, bro. Like if you ever seen some of these kicks where like the kick goes directly to the fucking the guy guarding the gunner, and you get these 3 touchdowns, because most likely there was a kicker at punter. So, like, it doesn't show on your depth chart that the kick power goes down, but if you go on the depth chart, kick power actually goes out the window, basically, in-game.
That shit pissed me off. Hey, we need to take the kicking arc off, too, because I was watching Larry stream, and he zooms that shit out to the blimp cam, and he puts that arc right on the sideline, and it looks like he's playing Tiger Woods on a par 3. Like, we need to get rid of that shit.
You can't. Well, the problem is it's individual. It's an individual setting. So you can't.
Oh, that shit is
gay. Yeah. So, like, you can't take it off league-wide.
See,
I was wondering how Larry was kicking that shit like on the 2-yard line every time he punted it to me. I was like, "What the fuck, man?"
Yeah,
he's using
the limp cam and plays Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
I thought I was changing some of the settings league wide. I took previous play off, and I thought the whole league was having the same outcome.
Nah,
and then I watched the stream, and I was like, "Hey, this is about a bitch. I'm the only one putting myself at a disadvantage."
Yeah, like the only settings that affect the entire league is pretty much everything that's regarding to the league itself, like injury shit. Pretty much once you get
to the
individual
they're in different
shit,
sections, like they're in different sections.
Yeah, they're
that's
in different
true.
Sections. Yo, we only got like 30 seconds, so MLG, let's get our grind on, get in these games. We'll keep doing these fucking radio shows at least like once a week or so. And we also got some specials coming for you. Ron and a couple of the other guys are going in on that all 22 package. So
that's what's up.
we're gonna be coming out with some videos and shit soon with involving Sim shit. Yo, okay, we got 10 seconds, yo. Y'all holla.
All right, man, y'all take care.